The Democratic incumbent spoke before a crowd of union members. Russ Feingold defended his record, including recent votes in favor of health care reform and the federal stimulus. While he's been in office, Congress passed a number of trade deals, including most favored nation trade status for China and the North American Free Trade Act, known as NAFTA. Feingold said his votes against those show he's on the side of working families. He also touted a vote this year to extend long-term unemployment benefits, something Feingold took his opponent, Ron Johnson, to task on.
My opponent, Mr. Johnson, said point blank not only would he have voted against it, but that it's a bad policy because people like to just wait around and not work because, you know, unemployment compensation is such a big deal. What an obnoxious, insulting thing to say the working people of this state.
No one from Ron Johnson's campaign was available for a response. His website says the Republican challenger will create jobs by simplifying taxes and regulations on businesses. Recent polls show Johnson ahead, including a CNN poll among likely voters, which had him at 51% compared to Feingold's 45%. But among registered voters, the same poll showed the race is tied. Feingold asked union members to encourage friends and family to vote this fall in the same numbers they did when Barack Obama and a host of Democrats won office in 2008. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.